KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 156. Hope you all enjoyed the last week of July 2020. Many of us want to write off that first half of the year already, or at least since March onward. But hey, why not try to make it up with an extraordinary second half of 2020? You know, the optimist in me, the glass half full kind of side of me is saying, let's do this. Let's seriously crush the curve and move on with the economy so it doesn't take too much of a hit. Anyhow, thank you for tuning into the program this week. We do have a stellar Tech It Out. First off, we're going to learn about a new portable battery called the P3. It's a battery booster or power bank, if you will, that can do some things that yours can't. After that, and speaking of new gear, we'll be joined by G Technology to hear about a new G Drive SSD, a solid state drive, and discuss the importance of regular backups. And finally, on the topic of protection, we're going to chat with Tony Anscombe. He's a leading global cybersecurity expert and a spokesperson for ESET. Internet security. And we're going to chat about whether we're better off or worse off since COVID-19 when it comes to scams and viruses and ransomware and all that nasty stuff. You know, Tony is super smart, but he's the kind of guy that you'd love to sit down and have a beer with. Really, really cool dude. All of that is coming up and more on this week's new Tech It Out, powered by Asus, which I'll tell you more about shortly, but let's kick off the show. Not all power banks are created equal. If you're in the market for a new portable battery pack that can juice up your devices, we're now going to learn about a new one that can charge your things wirelessly on compatible devices and has some other cool features as well. To talk with us about Pandora Portable Power, or P-Cubed for short, we're joined on the line by Victor Chor. He's the co-founder of the company Infinicore, the makers of the P-Cubed. Welcome to the show, Victor.
Hi, Mark. Thank you. Glad to be here.
So why don't we start off very high level, Vic. What is Pandora Portable Power, or P-Cubed, all about?
So the P-Cubed is Infinicore's flagship product. At face value, it's very utilitarian. It's got all the functions that you need for a external battery, and it's got a nice slim form factor. And as you kind of start to use it, you'll realize, whoa, this includes way more than all the usual ones. So it keeps all your devices powered. Wires are optional because of the wireless charging functionality. And so there's no need for any clunkiness or messiness.
All right. So we'll get to what it looks like in a moment because this is radio, so I'd like you to explain it. But usually with these kinds of products, we're talking about something that ranges in size from like about the size of a deck of cards all the way up to a larger sort of little brick. And then the idea is that you would plug your smartphone into it, whether you're at home or not, and it juices up your devices. But yours also has wireless Qi support. So if you've got AirPods or an Android phone that has wireless charging, you just lay it on top. That's one of the key differentiators between the P-Cubed and most other power banks out there. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It sports a 10-watt charger for wireless charging, so it can get you juiced up pretty easily with no wires at all.
All right. So if your devices are not wireless, there is a port or two to plug in.
Yep. There's two USB 2.0 ports, one that supports fast charging and the other one that's normal, what everybody knows. Uh-huh. And then there's a third port that's USB-C that's 18 watts.
Oh, cool. All right. So talking about what makes this unique is that your power bank can also charge up some compatible laptops as well. So if you have a USB-C port on the side of your laptop with charging, like I do with my Asus laptop, then it would work. I would just plug it into the power bank.
Yes, it's going to charge your laptop. Now, the batteries on laptops are relatively large. So this, the P-Cube sports a 8,000 milliamp battery, which is good for roughly 2.5 charges on an iPhone X, for example. Now, if you plug it into the wall, you have unlimited power source. So you plug the P-Cube into the wall, jack it into your laptop, your USB-C compatible laptop, and then it'll get all the charge from there without taking any of the battery from the P-Cube itself. It's called
pass-through?
It's called pass-through charging, yes.
Yeah. Okay. But even if you're not near a wall, if you have 5% battery life on your MacBook or your Asus laptop, as I have, my ZenBook, I can plug it into the P-Cube, and even though I may not get a full charge out of it, it could keep you topped up for a bit, right?
Sure. Yeah, it'll keep you going.
Just to clarify, and if you plug the P-Cubed into the wall, you can then plug anything into the P-Cube and it just like passes through. So it's going to charge up your battery pack, but also charge up your devices as well.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. And for the geeks out there, this is an 8,000 milliamp battery pack. I've seen smaller ones, I've seen larger ones. So how big is the P-Cubed?
It fits in your pocket. It's 2.5 by 2.5. It's like a box shape. And then the thickness of it is 1 inch. Maybe deck of cards, 1.5 of a deck of cards as far as thickness goes, and then a square.
Got it. Okay, cool. And is it black, like most power bricks?
We have two colors. One is midnight black, and so that's like a matte. It's a nice soft feel. And the other one is a polar white. It also has a nice sleek feel to it.
Let's chat about some of the other features that makes the P-Cubed unique.
If you compare side by side with any external battery at face value, it's going to look pretty much the same. But once you start to use it, you'll realize, wow, this is great because of the plug-and-play functionality of it. Now, we packed a lot of things in this device. First thing being, you know, you can charge your devices, smartphones, laptops, and wirelessly as well. Now, there's several things other wireless chargers don't have where you plug this directly into the wall, so you don't need to use a cable to charge the P3. And the included plug is an AC adapter, so that's used in North America. But we also include in the packaging two global adapters. So if you just throw the EU adapter on there, when you go to Europe, for example, now this is all you need. There's an Australian cable. There's also one for Asia. The other thing is there are four non-slip paddings. They're made out of rubber on the bottom, and there's also one on the top. So the functionality is so that your phone doesn't slip off and just fall off the table while it's charging. It seems insignificant, but it's huge. One last tidbit. We have a QR code on the back of all of our products, and that allows you to easily contact us when you have any issues. And it shows us that you are a customer, depending on which QR code you're scanning.
Cool. We are chatting with Victor Chor. He is the co-founder of a company called Infinicore. Their flagship product is a portable battery pack. It's called the Pandora Portable Power, or P-Cubed for short. How do you know how much power is left on the P-Cubed? Because obviously with all of these kinds of devices, when the battery pack needs charging, you have to plug that into the wall for a bit.
Yeah, usually what you see on the market is you have four dots.
Yeah.
And we found that putting the actual number there would be very helpful. So we have an LED screen on the front, and if you press the little power button, it lights up, and then it shows you from 0 to 100% how much battery is in your P-Cubed.
I wanted to ask you, Vic, about the press release that I read that said that the P-Cubed can charge devices up wirelessly up to 2 times faster than other wireless chargers. Can you elaborate a bit on that?
Sure. So on the market now, wireless charging is still in the stages of adoption. And you'll see a lot of 5 watts, 7.5 watts. Our wireless charger is 10 watts. So it'll charge up your phone maybe 2 hours or so. It'll give you a complete charge versus the competitors with 5 watt. You're going to be sitting there forever.
All right. And then finally, let's talk price. How much does the P-Cubed cost? And is it available now or coming soon?
You can find the P-Cubed on our website at infinicore.com. We also have outlets like Amazon and Walmart that we sell at. The MSRP is $59.99.
All right, so the manufactured suggested retail price is $59. So it may be a little lower, maybe a little bit higher when you buy it online or at retail. But I understand, Vic, that you also wanted to offer a discount code to our listeners, which is very generous of you. Thank you. So what would our listeners need to do if they wanted to go to the Infinicore website, which is infinacore.com? What would they need to type in the checkout area in order to get a discount?
Yeah, so if you use coupon code RADIO, you'll get 10% off. I would like to mention also that for right now, we're running a promotion on Amazon. So if you go in and type in Infinicore, I-N-I-F-A-C-O-R-E, you'll see all of our products, and you can potentially get a discount there right now, depending on when you're hearing this.
Okay.
Otherwise, use the coupon code RADIO, and you'll get that discount.
All right. So the website, one more time, is infinicore.com. That's I-N-F-I-N-A-C-O-R-E.com. And get a discount by adding the coupon code RADIO in the checkout area. Thank you so much for that, Victor. And it sounds like a great product, and can't wait to get my hands on it myself.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
So we heard how that P-Cubed can even juice up laptops with USB Type-C, and that includes Asus ZenBooks, which is what I use. This show is powered by Asus, and Asus does create technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. And that includes its award-winning laptops like its ZenBook family, which you can learn about more at asus.com/us/radio. That's asus.com. That's the ZenBook laptop family from Asus. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out when we return and learn about G-Drive SSDs for backing up your important files. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the Asus ExpertBook V9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook V9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/us.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On today's Business Minute, cybersecurity expert Charles Henderson from IBM is joining us with tips for businesses and employees to work from home safely.
Hire a hacker to think like an attacker is a great strategy. As we move to this remote work environment, collaboration has really suffered. So employees are looking for new ways to collaborate with their peers, with the people that they need to share information with. And if you don't give them the tools to collaborate, they're going to invent their own tools, and you're going to be really sad as an employer when you find out what they've done. Be proactive. In your corporate life, look to your security policies and make sure that you're following them. And if they aren't sufficient, ask your employer. Maybe there's more policies, or maybe some need to be developed. In your home life, same thing. Be proactive. Use password managers and use different passwords on every site. Follow those security tips you always hear. And only use the tools and devices that your company issues you if they issue you devices.
For more information, go to IBM.com/security.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere ag and turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Came up with some ideas on how to turn daily chores into fun ways to teach everyday lessons. Some of her tips include fractions by slice, turning make-your-own pizza night into a mini math class by practicing their halves and fourths with favorite toppings. Sweep and score. Help your child build their hand-eye coordination and dexterity by making a game out of sweeping. Ready, set, count. Practice counting while setting the table for dinner with your kids. For more information, go to whirlpool.com/everydaycare/choreclub.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. One of the most common emails I receive from listeners of this show is about backup. I often hear of a story about, you know, a computer that was damaged or lost or stolen, and the person didn't proactively back up their files, you know, on a regular basis. And so they've lost everything, including irreplaceable family photos and home movies. It can be devastating, of course. And so we're going to learn now about a new durable and portable drive, the G Drive Mobile SSD, especially for those who love performance. We're going to discuss who it's for and what separates it from other storage solutions. Joining us on the line to chat is Christina Garza, Senior Manager of Global Product Marketing at G Technology. Welcome back to the show, Christina.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Awesome. So before we talk about the G Drive Mobile SSD, please tell us a bit about G Technology as a brand, kind of high level, if you will. It's an offshoot of Western Digital, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we're one of the main sub-brands from Western Digital. G Technology makes professional-grade products that are intended to keep up with creative professionals, creative enthusiasts, and business professionals that have high-value content and are doing a lot of heavy workloads on the storage itself. Mm-hmm. And so anywhere from people who are filmmakers, photographers, doing research and need to make sure that they have the best drives and most reliable drives for their high-value content. That's what we build our products with, the intention of making sure we can keep up and enable the high demands that they face.
Got it. So for me, I create a lot of content for social media. I'm a YouTuber and so on. So I'm out in the field. I'm shooting 4K video with clear audio, and then I'm cutting it. I'm editing it even on the fly, and then I'm often uploading it. So would this be ideal for someone like me?
Absolutely. Especially when you're moving, we need to make sure that we're putting the right products in your hands that are going to withstand the rigor of that travel. You know, putting product in a backpack, throwing it in your luggage, making sure that it's going to withstand anything that you can throw at it to make sure your content is ultimately safe when you get back to studio.
Awesome. And then, of course, like any external storage, it's also ideal for making a duplicate of what's on your internal hard drive, just in case something happens, like I touched on in the introduction. I get those heartbreaking stories all the time. So this is an SSD rather than an HDD or hard disk drive. Tell us what solid state brings to the table.
The solid state has a few different advantages, one of them being that it's much more durable than hard drives. So hard drives, as you know, are spinning disks. So solid state drives are exactly what is in the name. It's a solid state, so it doesn't have those moving parts, which makes it much more durable. It's shock resistant. It can take a bit more bumps and you know, knocks here and there that you may have as, again, you're moving stuff around and traveling yourself. So that's one of the main advantages. But really, from a production perspective and productivity perspective, they're much, much faster than hard drives. And so being able to read and write to the device much faster is going to dramatically decrease the amount of time you're spending offloading or on transferring data. And so our goal is to make sure you have as little downtime as possible. You get your work done faster, which makes you more productive, and you can move on to the next task. So SSDs help us provide that for our customers.
And like you were saying earlier, Christina, it's not just for backing up your important files, but you can work right off this drive, right? So you can do editing, for example, video editing or retouching, what have you, right off of this G Drive mobile SSD as it's plugged into your laptop instead of just using it as a backup solution.
That's absolutely correct. They're so fast. A lot of photographers, especially with the G Drive mobile SSD, will edit right off of the drive, and video makers for that matter. And it also allows them to free up that space on their computer and not take up so much of that memory. They're able to edit right off of the drive and use it as a scratch disk, if you will, to alleviate some of that pressure from your laptop and your computer so that you don't use that memory. You're actually using just the drive, and you free up the space on your computer as well if you don't want to use it as a pure backup. But being able to also back up your footage and images very, very quickly onto these drives, again, gets you moving to your next task while also ultimately backing up that footage. I said something earlier that just resonates so much with those horror stories of people losing their data, and it's just imperative to continue pushing the notion that your computer is not a backup. So just because you offloaded your footage onto the computer drive, it's not a backup. So please have a second, third backup if you can to make sure you're ultimately secured with your backups.
Right, before it's too late. All right, so to recap, an SSD or solid-state drive has several benefits over an HDD or hard disk drive. There's no spinning platter and all that. There's no moving parts, so it's more durable. It's smaller, lighter, faster to read and write content off the drive. And then one thing we haven't yet touched on is that it's also better on the laptop battery because there is no moving parts. So you're actually going to get, be able to squeeze a lot more performance out of an SSD than you would a hard drive. And a laptop that has SSD built in instead of a hard drive is also better on the battery. So you're going to get a couple of hours of extra performance on average. So now let's pivot and talk about the G Drive mobile SSD. What makes this cool?
Oh, I love talking about this product. It's probably one of my favorite products in our entire portfolio. First of all, it's a USB-C interface, so it'll work with a number of different laptops. It's USB 3.1 Gen 1 if you want the specific interface that it works with, which makes it compatible with many things, including the iPad Pro, Chromebooks, MacBooks, PCs. And not only is this drive really fast, it hits about 540 megabytes per second, but it's ultra rugged, and I love talking about the rugged features of this because it's just what gives people that ultimate sense of security when they're using this product and traveling and really hitting it hard as they move through productions. It's got IP67 water dust resistant, drop resistant, crush resistant. I think you can roll 1,000 pounds over this guy and it's not going to crush.
All right. When we return, more about the G-Drive SSD. Stay with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, buy one, get one 50% off on all True Red printer paper.
And shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/1/20. In-store only. Discount applies to lowest priced item while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more.
A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
We're chatting with Christina Garza, Senior Manager of Global Product Marketing at G Technology, an offshoot of WD or Western Digital. Before the break, Christina, you were telling us how this G Drive SSD is extremely rugged. We were talking through all the specs, so this is something that you definitely want if you're out in the field, right?
Absolutely. It basically is built to survive the rigors of travel and the rigors of being out on production sets, being used as a shuttle drive, mailed, taken from place to place, thrown in bags. It is built to make sure your content is going to get back to your studio. Another thing that makes this SSD apart from some of our other SSDs in the market and competitors is that we have done an incredible job of virtually eliminating throttling. So you'll see when you pick this product up, and hopefully you go take a look at it, it's got this really bright, vibrant blue interior. You can see it coming through. And that's actually there, other than looking really cool, it's there for a reason. It's an aluminum core that we wrap around the internal SSD. And what it does is pull the heat away from the internal drive, because as you know, the SSDs tend to throttle when they get hot, and that happens to protect the SSD from overheating. But when you throttle, your transfer time slows down. And so our engineers have worked tirelessly to figure out how to virtually eliminate it, and they've done such an incredible job. And the benefit to the end user is, let's say you're transferring a 500 gig file, right? And it's going to take quite a bit of time to get that transferred, or even bigger than that. It's not going to throttle and slow down along that transfer. So compared to some of the competitors, your transfer time of that file is going to happen much faster than if another product is actually throttling. So again, going back to my whole point, at G Technology, our goal is to make your productions faster, to get your job done faster.
So this new drive, this G Drive Mobile SSD, is rugged, it's fast, it's small. Let's talk capacity. What are the options out there?
We start with 500 gigabytes. We go up to 1 terabyte and to 2 terabytes.
Okay, so up to 2 terabytes, or about 2,000 gigs. So that's a lot in an SSD. Yep. I know in a hard drive that's, you know, pretty standard, but I guess that's one of the small trade-offs. The gap is closing, but I guess a hard drive, one of the benefits is that I know I have a WD drive that's like 7 terabytes, but we're not quite there yet with SSD, but up to 2 terabytes is enough for most people out there.
Absolutely. We have found, 2 terabyte tends to be our sweet spot. It's enough to really spend a lot of months filling it up, depending on what you're doing. If you're doing film, yes, 2 terabytes, you can fill up really quickly. If you're doing photography, it'll take a bit to fill up the two terabyte images with images.
Okay. Now, you mentioned it was a USB Type-C connection to your laptop, like I have with mine. Can you confirm that it works with both PCs and Macs?
It does, yes.
Okay, what about Chromebooks?
Yeah, so as long as you have a compatible Chromebook with USB-C connectors, ports, if you will, and like I said before, it's the USB 3.1 Gen 1, so as long as the compatibility is there, it absolutely works with Chromebooks.
Okay. What if you have a slightly older laptop that's a full-size USB, not USB-C, which is the smaller and thinner slot? Can you use this drive with an adapter or something?
Yeah, actually, and in our packaging, we provide a second cable that is a USB-C to USB-A, and that's to help accommodate that older laptop. So you'll have the USB-C port and connector will happen with the drive, and then a USB-A connector for the laptop.
Oh,
so we
cool.
do accommodate that within our packaging.
Before we wrap up and talk price and where we can pick this up, either online or at retail, because this is radio, can you tell us about what it looks like?
Yes, it's. I love that question. It's about 3 inches tall, about 2 inches wide, maybe about 4 inches tall.
So like a deck of cards, like a deck of playing cards?
I think it would be half the width of a deck of playing cards.
Okay.
It's cool. A pretty small little device, yeah. It's got, like I said, USB-C port on the top of the drive. It's a black finish. It's really soft and almost velvety to the touch, but it's a good grip. You can get your hand around this so that if you're traveling with it or passing it off, it's not going to slip out of your hand.
And even if it did, it's rugged enough to withstand a fall, I'm sure. But not a great idea.
If you can
avoid it, yeah, it's probably best. All right, and then you said the capacity starts at about 500 gigabytes. How much does that cost to start the G Drive Mobile SSD? And what's the best website to learn more or even order it?
So it starts at $139.95 for the 500 gig, and it goes up to 2 terabytes, as you said. We offer it at gtechnology.com. We have some promotions running all the time. Our retail partners will as well. Amazon, Best Buy, B&H, fantastic places to pick up this drive. Please check it out at their online site.
Okay, and then again, gtechnology.com if you want to check it out for yourself. G-Drive Mobile SSD. Our guest has been Christina Garza. Always a pleasure chatting with you, Christina. Hope the rest of your summer goes well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Hey, welcome back to Tech It Out. This show is powered by ASUS. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much, much more. They even have a gaming division called ROG, or Republic of Gamers. If you're into PC gaming, no doubt you've heard of that brand. You can check out what they've got going on at asus.com/us/radio for more information. info. That's asus.com/US/radio. For the minute and a half we have left before the next break, I thought I'd share a couple of my tech tips of the day that I write for social media. If you're on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook, you could follow me at Mark Saltzman. That's Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z. So here's a couple of email examples. One is that if you have accidentally emailed somebody before you were done the message, this has happened to me before, both on a phone and on a PC, it's embarrassing. You have to write back right away and say, sorry, I hit send too fast, da 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 da. And if it's a professional email, you feel like a tool, right? So here's a tip. Write the email first and then put the recipient's email address in the to field. So do it last. Write the message first. Put in a subject line if you like, but don't write the name of the person who you're sending it to. Don't type that out until you're ready to hit send, and that way you will minimize the odds of sending something before you're done. Another email tip is for iPhone and iPad users. It's a hidden mouse cursor. So if you're writing a message and then you're reviewing it and you realize that you spelled something wrong or you forgot a word earlier in the email, press down on the space bar, the virtual space bar, and you will see that a little mouse cursor will appear, and then you can move that around with your fingertip on the screen, let go at the spot you want to place in an extra word or an extra letter, and voila, that is a hidden mouse cursor built into the iPhone keyboard that you may or may not have known about. So those are the kinds of tech tips of the day that I write on social media, often accompanied by a video. If you like those, please feel free to follow me. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the ASUS ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our weekend special. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds. Plus, special financing and free premium delivery on most beds when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
On today's Wellness Minute, sleep expert Dr. Michael Awad from Northwestern Medicine joins us with tips on how to sleep better.
Sleep problems affect 1 in 3 Americans. We're in unprecedented times. A lot of us are facing new anxieties, and that can really disrupt our ability to fall asleep, but it can also disrupt our ability to stay asleep. Light plays a major role in the way that our sleep is governed by our internal body clock. So we need light exposure early in the day, and the opposite is true at night. We actually need the absence of light to tell our body that it's time to settle down and go to sleep. Even one night of bad sleep can reduce our immune function by up to 30% or more. The recommendations are 8 to 9 hours. One of the biggest things is getting enough exercise. There's this concept called sleep pressure. We need to build up enough pressure during the day in order to feel tired when we lie down and go to sleep. One of the big ways you can do that is exercise, and it doesn't have to be strenuous. That can go a long way to helping you initiate sleep later in the night.
For more information, go to nm.org.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program one of my favorite guests, Tony Anscombe. He's a globally recognized cybersecurity expert and ambassador for ESET as well. Tony also contributes blog posts and videos to WeLiveSecurity.com, which makes sense of the various risks out there for consumers and businesses. And he's joining us today to share some info on how to survive a cyber attack timely. Welcome back to the program, Tony. Always good to chat with you.
Hey, great to be here again, Mark.
I say timely because Garmin just got hit pretty hard. We'll get to that in a moment. But before we talk about how to survive a cyber attack, please just give us a bit of an ESET 101, if you will, a refresher on what the company and its products are all about.
Okay, well, ESET's a global industry-leading IT security software and services business. It's actually HQ'd out of Slovakia in Europe. We've been in business for about 30 years, and we're the number one business anti-malware company in Europe. We do endpoint, mobile, security, encryption, two-factor authentication, and as you'd expect, we've got R&D centers around the world with offices all around the world as well. And the one thing I'd say about our products, actually, Mark, is they're really unobtrusive and have minimal impact, which is super important in this day and age.
Even as a consumer, so I use ESET all the time, I don't even know that it's there. And I'm a gamer, and this is really important to me that it's got a very light footprint. There have been other cybersecurity programs that I've installed, and I can noticeably feel that my system has been a bit more sluggish with this software running in the background. So you're absolutely right, Tony, that it's a thin client, as we often say. You don't even know it's there until you want it to flag something and notify you that there's, as you said, malware, which is, of course, short for malicious software, or other threats. But it is also for consumers. I know you said it's the number one business-grade cybersecurity solution in Europe, but it is also a product for regular folks who have a computer and other devices, too. It supports multiple devices, right?
Absolutely. We even have a version for your TV if you have a smart Android TV.
As I do. And, yeah, it can flag anything suspicious that you may be downloading to your smart TV. But it also works with tablets and Android phones and laptops and desktops and so on and so forth. So when it comes to cybersecurity threats for consumers, Tony, are things better or worse since the start of COVID-19?
Well, unfortunately, cybercrime is a business, and cybercriminals take advantage of every opportunity to monetize their malicious activities. So at the start of the pandemic, we witnessed increased phishing and fraud campaigns purporting to be from the World Health Organizations or companies offering testing or even claiming to develop a vaccine for children, so playing on the emotions. And we saw people offering masks when masks were in short supply and even toilet rolls.
Yeah, we talked about that, I think, back in March or April about these phony phishing scams where they ask you to sign up for free hand sanitizer or free toilet paper or masks, as you said, when in fact they're just trying to steal your personal information for financial gain. It was identity theft, right?
It was, and things have moved on, though. So from those early phishing attacks and fraudulent emails, phishing emails coming from package delivery services, though we've seen a tenfold increase actually since Q1. And that's because, of course, our focus has changed as consumers. We've shifted from, you know, desperately seeking information on the virus and the pandemic as it moved around the world to now, you know, we're all online shopping because we want everything delivered to our home and we want to avoid actually going out.
Yep, great point.
So also, Mark, we saw an app being released in Canada. So contact tracing, lots of different governments and states are organizing contact tracing apps to try and help with the pandemic and identify infected people when you're in or close to them. We did see a fake contact tracing app released in Canada. So when the Canadian government announced they were going to have one, we saw one appear, a website looked official. So I just want to push out that information there that actually make sure if there is a contact tracing app, make sure you go get it from the reliable and proper source. The particular malicious one that we saw was actually ransomware.
Oh, wow. And that's when your device or your files are held hostage until you pay up some money, usually a cryptocurrency. But what about businesses, Tony? Since the start of this pandemic, have businesses also seen a higher or lower number of attacks?
Well, we're seeing a consistent flow of attacks in certain areas and in other areas, as you would expect, an increase. So, for example, there's something called a remote desktop protocol, which is actually, so it allows you to connect in. It's that remote access home working type solution.
Yeah.
So we are seeing an increase in attacks against RDP, as it's known. So many people are now working remotely.
And their security protocols are probably weaker at home, if they have them at all, than what they would have in an office, a traditional office setting. It's kind of like a double whammy since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. One is we're working more from home where we may not be as secure as in an office setting. And then secondly, these bad guys out there, these bad actors are playing on our fears tied to COVID-19 in order to take advantage of us. We are chatting with Tony Anscombe. He is a global ambassador for ESET, and he is a globally recognized cybersecurity expert and author of several blog posts and videos as well. You know, it could be especially damaging for a business to get hit with an attack, thinking that, you know, your customer's data is at risk. You may not recover from that kind of reputation smear and all that. We saw last week Garmin got hit. I believe it was ransomware. Can you explain what this is and what happened to Garmin allegedly?
Well, allegedly is the right word there, because they're still referring to it as an outage. However, I think there's enough information out there in the media for us to reasonably safely say it's probably a ransomware attack. But it is speculation, because Garmin are keeping that very tight at the moment. But it appears that a ransomware attack took down part of their infrastructure. But it's been speculated in the press that the ransomware attacker asked for $10 million. Now, of course, what we don't know is whether they've paid or whether they haven't.
Yikes. I'll ask Tony if the rule of thumb is that you should pay for ransomware or never pay when we return on Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Like it belongs to you, that'll drop your score. And how does it get there? The creditor reporting the information, it'll go right to the bureaus and right in your credit file. So the inaccuracies come from the credit reporting agencies themselves, for example, mixing up people with similar names or similar information, so they just report everybody as the same person.
To learn how you could qualify for $1,500 from a settlement with one of the top three credit reporting agencies, go to EquifaxPublicRecordsSettlement.com.
We're chatting with Tony Anscombe from ESET Cybersecurity. Before the break, we were talking about Garmin allegedly getting hit last week with a ransomware attack. What's the general rule of thumb, Tony? I've read conflicting sort of advice here. Some companies say it's just worth it to pay and move on. Other cybersecurity experts say never pay when you're facing ransomware.
Well, the problem is you're funding cybercrime. So if a ransomware attacker comes along and, in fact, let's use the University of San Francisco paid $1.1 million to get a decryptor because they were hit with ransomware recently. But to give the other side, the city of Atlanta 2 years ago had that ransomware attack on their smart city infrastructure, and they didn't pay a ransom of $50,000 that was demanded, and currently I think the estimate is they've spent $17 million recovering from it.
But even if you do pay, Tony, there's no telling that the bad guys are really going to give you the keys to unlock your data. And then also if you pay, you may graduate, if you will, to an even more valuable list that circulates on the dark web, because, you know, as you said, you're feeding the system, you're supporting these bad guys and confirming what they're doing works. So you may invite more ransomware in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even if they don't come back and attack you, you're funding them to go and attack somebody else. So actually paying the ransom is always wrong. And as you said, you've got no guarantee, actually, that you're going to get a decryptor. You know, we shouldn't be funding cybercrime in this way. You wouldn't fund a drug dealer at the end of your street, would you? So don't fund cybercrime in that way either.
Right. Okay. Good point. All right. So with that in mind, ESET recently published what the company is calling Essential Steps to Surviving a Cyber Attack, which I think is geared more to businesses. Can you give us the gist of this?
Effective cybersecurity requires you to have a process. So if you're attacked, you need a methodology to follow that process written down up front. And that's what we're talking about with this particular publication, is actually having those phases laid out within the organization. So preparation, detection and analysis, containment, eradication and recovery, and then post-incident activity. So in brief, you know, preparedness is about actually having the security controls, understanding where your assets are and making sure they're secured in the right way. And then detection and analysis should be self-explanatory, but it's the correlation of events so that the incident can be replayed. So at making sure you've got all the log data and that type of thing. And then containment, if something does happen, how do you isolate it? How do you switch off? Do you disconnect? And remember, not everybody disconnects immediately. And in fact, coming back to the Garmin example there, they actually may be collecting evidence, which is maybe why they're not saying too much. But while you're in that phase and collecting evidence, you might want to let the malware play out slightly, so you can see where it went, what it damaged, and who it's communicating with. So actually you can go back and resolve the issue. And of course, the final part of that process is the post-mortem, is to come back and learn from it and then feed the preparation again. So it's kind of a circular process.
Mm-hmm. Is there a blog post on We Live Security that gets into this a little bit more, that has this with a little bit more depth for those businesses who are listening right now?
I believe that blog post is actually on ESET.com. I think it's a corporate blog.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Thank you, Tony. And then finally, as consumers, can you give us a few tips to end off with on how to reduce the odds of becoming a victim of cybercrime?
Disconnect completely, live in the woods with a tin hat. But no, that's my jesting. The most important thing, obviously, as he said, I'm going to say is have good, strong endpoint security products. Make sure they're up to date, and make sure not only the product's up to date, but the actual product is updating on a regular basis as well. Update everything you own. So every device that's connected in your house, make sure it's patched and has the latest version of software or firmware on it. So webcams, you know, even the infotainment system in your car, you know, do it to the extreme and make sure that those vulnerabilities are patched. Use two-factor authentication everywhere. Yeah, so wherever possible, always use your phone as the second form of authentication. And limit where you share personal information. And the other last thing I'd add, the point five in there, Mark, is always be aware. Be vigilant.
Great advice. Thank you so much, Tony. And let me plug ESET one last time, ESET.com or ESET.ca in Canada. You can download a trial. You'll love how this software works, and it does protect you and your devices at the same time. So definitely give it a shot. You've got nothing to lose. So that's ESET. Tony Anscombe has been our guest. Always a pleasure chatting with you. I hope you have a good rest of the summer and stay healthy out there. Thanks again.
Likewise, Mark. I look forward to being here again soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out, everyone. This program is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. I'm wishing you all a happy and healthy and safe week ahead, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend on Tech It Out. We'll be right back.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Negotiators report progress in COVID-19 aid talks.
Lawmakers participating in rare weekend talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure have reported progress as political pressure mounts to restore that newly expired $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit and sending funding to schools so they can reopen. The president is said to be eager for an agreement and willing to extend the $600 benefit, at least in the short term, but is balking at what he sees as attempts by the Democrats to take advantage of the situation with add-ons. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Hurricane Isaias has snapped trees and knocked out power while blowing through the Bahamas today, heading toward the Florida coast, where officials there have closed beaches, parks, and coronavirus testing sites. Hurricane bearing down on places where the virus is surging and threatening to complicate efforts to contain it, adding yet another burden on communities. Meanwhile, Florida authorities are preparing shelters, but so far don't expect to have to evacuate anyone. The National Hurricane Center said maximum sustained winds weakened slightly to 80 miles an hour this morning as the storm moves toward the Florida coast. It was a quiet morning in Portland, Oregon. Over 1,000 people in peaceful protest in the downtown area some 72 hours after it was announced the presence of federal agents would be reduced. But Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says a crisis of leadership is behind the looting and riots seen not only in Portland, but other primarily Democrat-run cities.
Where are the Democrat mayors? They have surrendered to the mob. Where are the Democrat governors? They have surrendered to the mob.
Barrasso says many liberal state and local officials have embraced the recent defund the police movement. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Problems south of the border as Mexico has become the country with the third most COVID-19 deaths in the world, now just behind the U.S. and Brazil. We get the latest from Charles de Ledesma.
Mexican health officials said on Friday there were 688 deaths for the last 24-hour reporting period, pushing the country's total to over 46,600. That's put Mexico just ahead of Britain, according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. It is well to note that Mexico's population is double that of Britain. The officials also say that Mexico now has more than 424,000 confirmed coronavirus cases during the pandemic. Meanwhile, 9 state governors from opposition parties have criticised what they call the federal government's confusing messages on measures to curb the spread of the disease. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Two U.S. astronauts preparing to make the first splashdown return in 45 years say they'll have seasick bags at the ready just in case.
SpaceX and NASA plan to bring Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken back Sunday afternoon in the company's Dragon capsule aiming for the Gulf of Mexico just off the Florida Panhandle. Flight controllers are keeping close watch on the hurricane expected to stick to Florida's east coast. Hurley said if he and Behnken get sick while bobbing in the waves awaiting recovery, it won't be the first time for a crew. Astronauts returning in the early 1970s from Skylab, NASA's first space station, didn't feel well following the splashdown, Hurley said. Patrick Frost reporting.
Dunkin' Donuts expecting to close some 800 low-performing stores in the U.S. this year. They already plan to close 450 at Speedway gas stations, but now the company says they're going to add another 450 to that list. More news on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Does your dachshund seem a bit depressed? Are your feral kittens behaving a little fearful? Is your pug acting paranoid? Well, if you love animals, and obviously you do, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to understand how your dogs and cats are really thinking and why they behave the unusual ways they do, stay tuned because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those adorable little kittens, puppies, dogs, and cats with you, and once again, let's let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never, ever, ever a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. If you'd like to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you want to find out and resolve any issues you're having, your cat is missing the litter box, your dog is humping everything in sight, your cat scratched your favorite chair, your dog stealing everything off the counter, digging holes in your backyard, or turns into Cujo when you take him for a walk, you got the idea? If you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. I will resolve any behavioral issues you may be having. And at the same time, if you're a new listener or even a regular listener,
everyone that calls into the Pet Show today and does, in fact, get through to me live on the air will be getting an amazing gift, not for you, but for your dog or cat. And just let me tell you right off the bat, many of the items, majority of the items I'm giving away on today's show are worth $25, $35, $40, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer all of your pet and animal questions, and at the same time, a great gift will be arriving for your best friend. By the way, we're going to take a look at a lot of different things today. Do I get to all my topics? Maybe not, but if we do, I'd like to talk a little bit today about pet insurance. I get a lot of calls about pet insurance. So coming up, I'm going to share some guidelines that may be helpful in helping you make the choice to insure or not to insure. That's the question. Also, there's nothing cuter than a sleeping dog or cat. And I'm guilty myself of sometimes waking them up selfishly because I want to play with them. But should you wake up a sleeping pet? The answer may really surprise you. Great time to give me a call, by the way. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'll give it to you one more time. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Also coming up on today's show, we're going to take a look at how much do you believe that your behavior actually affects your dog's behavior, a lot more than you may think. How to be more eco-friendly as a pet guardian, and therapy dogs, not helping patients, but actually helping the people that treat them. We'll take a look at all of that. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great pet items to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, humping, digging, scratching, barking way too much or not enough, your cat's not using a litter box, your dog's not eating or eating too much, taking everything off the counter, your dog hates other dogs and some people, your poor dog is suffering with separation anxiety, your cat's depressed, keeps you up at night, or you just finally realize that your dog or cat is a little brighter than you. Here is the question of the day. By the way, everyone that calls in will get one of these great gifts. That number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I had a lot of fun with this question on my Facebook pages and Instagram pages this week. I want to see what you guys around the country and Canada think. So here's the question. If your pets had pockets, what would be in them? If your dog or cat had pockets, what would be in them? Give me a call. Let me know what you think would be in them. I'll send your dog or cat a great gift. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. And just so you know, on today's show, I will be giving away not only my Hugs and Kisses supplements, I'll be giving away Lucy pet food. I'll be giving away those amazing T-shirts that say, "None of my friends walk upright." Copies of my behavior books, either dog or cat. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. Arthur Sue Gold, Mushroom Max, Hemp Seed Oil for your dogs and cats. So it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer your questions. And if I like you, even if I don't, I'll send you a great gift. Again, the phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I love this question, guys. If your pets had a pocket, what would be in their pocket? A lot of the people said treats. A lot of people said other things. But if your dog or cat had pockets, what would be in them? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift, 877-725-8255. Before we get started on today's show, after Hurricane Katrina, I was appointed as a spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security on emergency preparedness. Well, we have another hurricane coming up the coast. So for those that are living on the East Coast as it moves up, or those maybe living on the other side where it's affecting too, or listening in Puerto Rico, if you go to my website, thepetshow.com, And where it says search, you search for emergency preparedness. You'll see the exact article and the information I prepared for the Department of Homeland Security several years ago. So check it out. I think it'll make a big difference and make you feel a lot more comfortable. And I have this amazing T-shirt that someone sent me. I leave only when they leave, and that's just the way it should be. Give me a call. Let me know how you're doing. If you're in the eyes of the hurricane down towards Florida, let me know if you're prepared. 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. How about I start out today with Libby in the great state of Vermont? Hey, Libby, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. We have a problem. We have a Weimaraner who for years had a good buddy. The buddy died about 6 months ago. We lived on a farm, and they had free rein. We just literally yesterday moved to suburbia. And he loves people, but he's afraid of other dogs, and he's a great big guy.
Well, in other words, from what you're telling me, when he lived in the previous location on the farm, how much experience did he have with other dogs other than the dog you had?
Essentially, never.
Okay, so in other words, he was socialized with that dog, but not in general. What I would be doing in your case, first of all, it's traumatic enough for the dog to move from one home to a new home. I would have loved to have guided you in making that decision easy. I would have had his toys there, his food dish down. I would have had his blanket down, his bed down, articles of your clothing unwashed all over the house to make the transition a little bit easier. However, that being said, Libby, what I would be doing now is I would take him to areas where there are a lot of dogs, and I would stay 50 yards, 100 yards away where he's not reacting at all and just sit there for 5 minutes. Then maybe the next day, maybe 10 minutes, and then after a week or so, get a little bit closer. Dogs learn through association. If he starts to associate, whenever he sees other dogs, nothing bad's going to happen, only good things are going to happen, then you'll start noticing a difference. Also, if you have a friend of yours or a relative or a neighbor that has another dog, see if you can walk the two of them together. Maybe start out a little bit distant from each other, a couple of feet away, 6 feet away. That's what you got to be right now. And then gradually getting closer. I think little by little, exposing him to other dogs, always ending on a positive note, will make all the difference in the world, Libby. And I think eventually he'll be absolutely fine. How long ago did you say you lost your other dog?
6 months.
Yeah, so it's also a grieving process. You know, a lot of people don't understand that dogs and cats grieve just like people. I've worked with dogs that have grieved for years, and I've worked with dogs that have grieved for weeks, and I've worked with dogs that have grieved for months. So let him grieve a little bit, but the most important thing, he's gone through a lot of trauma by moving to a new location. I understand that. Start little by little, find another dog in the neighborhood, maybe an older dog that's nice and mellow, and you should be absolutely fine. What I'm going to do, Libby, is I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to have the lovely Jane pick up, and I'm going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. And I want you to follow first on how to say goodbye to another dog, which you've done, but how to get the dog adjusted. But at the same time, I want you to focus on first pet psychology or how to get him to get along with other dogs. It's not that difficult, just going to take a little time. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. You know, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food for quite a while now, and their amazing prebiotic formula, and how it's the food of choice with all the foods that everyone wants to sell me and give me. It's the food of choice for my own guys, Marley and Willie. As a matter of fact, every day I hear from literally dozens and dozens of listeners, whether they tweet me, whether they Instagram me, whether they Facebook me, or go to my website, or call my office, how incredible their dogs and cats are since they've been on Lucy Pet Food. As a matter of fact, I'd like you to hear from one of my listeners right now. Okay, so here's what I want. Oh, that's my fault, guys. I had that listener. I pushed the wrong button. But listen to me carefully. Listeners this week have been telling me the incredible stories about the change in their dog or cat since being on Lucy Pet Food. You know, it's the only food out there with that prebiotic formula. And what that prebiotic formula really does, it really supports that probiotic. And by supporting the probiotic, it really keeps your dogs a lot healthier. Police departments all over the United States, shelters, rescues are all using Lucy Pet Food because they realize what an amazing food it is. Here's what I want you to do. If you are thinking about keeping your dogs as healthy and happy as they possibly can be, then you should be feeding them what I feed my own dogs. Lucy Pet Food, the only food on the market with that prebiotic formula. Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com, and it's also available at Chewy.com. And if you happen to be a Prime member, shipping is free. So there's no reason that your dogs and cats should not be getting Lucy Pet Formula, like Pet Food, the only one with that prebiotic formula, as I said, available at Amazon.com and Chewy.com. Check it out today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Hey guys, I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done it so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
On today's Business Minute, cybersecurity expert Charles Henderson from IBM is joining us with tips for businesses and employees to work from home safely.
Hire a hacker to think like an attacker is a great strategy. As we move to this remote work environment, collaboration has really suffered. So employees are looking for new ways to collaborate with their peers, with the people that they need to share information with. And if you don't give them the tools to collaborate, they're going to invent their own tools, and you're going to be really sad as an employer when you find out what they've done. Be proactive. In your corporate life, look to your security policies and make sure that you're following them. And if they aren't sufficient, ask your employer. Maybe there's more of policies, or maybe some need to be developed. In your home life, same thing. Be proactive. Use password managers and use different passwords on every site. Follow those security tips you always hear. And only use the tools and devices that your company issues you if they issue you devices.
For more information, go to IBM.com/security.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
On today's Lifestyle Minute, we're talking about how to teach kids valuable lessons through chores while they're spending time at home. So Whirlpool enlisted the help of developmental psychologist Richard Rende, Ph.D., to examine the positive effects of chores and to better understand how chores can help families thrive. Dr. Rende's research paper articulates key reasons why household chores should be integrated into the daily home life of youth, and what better time to divide and conquer on family chores than when they're piling up more than ever. Brooke Parkhurst, mom and lifestyle culinary expert, came up with some ideas on how to turn daily chores into fun ways to teach everyday lessons. Some of her tips include fractions by slice, turning make-your-own pizza night into a mini math class by practicing their halves and fourths with favorite toppings. Sweep and score. Help your child build their hand-eye coordination and dexterity by making a game out of sweeping. Ready, set, count. Practice counting while setting the table for dinner with your kids. For more information, go to whirlpool.com/everydaycare/choreclub.
Walking the dog, get to walking.
Ah, just a walk in the dog. We are back on the pet show. Any pregnant women out there? Well, here's why I ask. Over the years, I've trained thousands and thousands of dogs. I used to give seminars at maternity shops, hospitals, for doctors' offices. I wrote for Parents Magazine, Baby Talk Magazine. And I talked about the concept how dogs and cats change their behavior when a woman becomes pregnant, sometimes even before the woman knows she's pregnant. So here's my, let me toss this out to you guys. Anyone pregnant out there, or when they were pregnant, did your dog or cat know you were pregnant or react differently when you became pregnant? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Did your dog or cat know when you became pregnant? Maybe before you did. All right, let me get back to the busy phone lines here. We are going to Lulu in Vermont. Hey, Lulu, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you today?
I could not be better. How about yourself?
Oh, yeah, better than I deserve, for sure. I'm not a every-time listener of your show. I've heard you a couple of times, and I wondered if you had some kind of a questionnaire or something to help my husband and I decide, should we get a dog? Because we both really like dogs, and we inherited my sister-in-law's dog once before, and we had a Shiba Inu for a number of years before.
A little Japanese dog. They weren't very popular years ago, but they're becoming more popular, little Shiba Inus.
They are, and she was beautiful and a little bit crazy. But so just wondered your thoughts on that. When do you know you should definitely get a dog, and when do you know you should definitely not get a dog?
Well, right now
we're both at home.
Are you both at home strictly because of the coronavirus, or do you both spend a lot of time at home even when there's no COVID-19?
My husband is home because of COVID, and I'm mostly retired. I only work 8 hours a week.
Okay, so, yeah, why would you not get a dog? This is the perfect time to get a dog. In fact, you and your husband will get along a lot better, being that you're confined at home if you did have a dog in the house. I'll think about it. I know I am. The only time that it's bad to get a dog is if you don't have the time or you don't have the commitment. The first thing you need to do is really sit down with your husband and decide, are we ready to make the commitment? I don't believe in a revolving pet mentality. And when you're ready to make that commitment, then what you do is my recommendation, obviously, to go to a shelter. You can even go to Shiba Inu Rescue. I don't care. They have Shiba Inus for rescue as well. And I would, in your case, probably be more apt to adopt an older dog, something in a 2-, 3-, 4-year-old. Listen, you're semi-retired. You don't have the patience to go through the housebreaking, the chewing, the jumping, the barking. And the more difficult dogs to find homes for are the older dogs. They very often come housebroken, maybe with no baggage. They're not chewing. They've already had some training. I think getting a dog at this point in your life is probably a great thing for both of you to do. You're semi-retired. Your husband is only home because of COVID. But I'm sure that once he goes back to work, having a dog to come home with is going to be a big benefit to him as well. Forget the health aspects of it. I don't want to ask your ages, but we all know the benefits of having a dog or a cat in our home as we age in terms of making us feel better. So what I'd like to do for you, Lulu, is I'm going to do this. I said, okay, if I send you a copy of my book, How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Here's why I want to send it to you. It starts out before you get the dog, should you get the dog, and takes you through all the different stages and what you can expect. So I'm going to send you a copy of that, and I expect to call back in a couple of weeks saying, hey, Warren, we adopted this beautiful, beautiful dog from the shelter, and boy, did we make the right decision. How's that sound, Lulu?
That sounds great. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, and we are going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, and I really, really do appreciate that phone call. Let me do this, okay? I'm going to get back to the phones in a second. We got Scott calling. We got Lynn calling from Illinois. We got Jerry calling from Pasco, Washington. We got Chet calling. We're going to get to all your calls. I got a lot of time to talk to you guys today. But before we do that, I asked you about the pregnancy factor, and that's important. But here's the question. Should you wake up a sleeping dog? Should or not? If you have a good sleep, then you can certainly feel its quality. Feeling that your body wakes up every morning, you feel full of life, and you're not constantly sleepy in the afternoon, which means that you had a good night's sleep. This fact is the same for your dogs. Sleep plays an important role in dog development. Sleep allows your dog's mind to process all the information it's learned while it's awake. It allows them to acquire and organize that information. Sleep also helps them store information and remember it. In other words, their minds are still active when they're sleeping. So let the dog sleep. How would you like someone waking you up and say, I'm waking you up because I want to rub you and take you out to play? Let your dog sleep. They'll be better off. You'll be better off. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless heads.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Yard with my German Shepherd Smokey, and I would be Rusty, and he would be Rin-Tin-Tin, and we were ready to take on the world. They don't have shows like that anymore. By the way, Rin-Tin-Tin in the TV show was not a male dog, was a female dog, and Lassie, by the way, in the TV show happened to be a male dog. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let's get back to the phone lines here. We are going to Lynn in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Lynn, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello.
I'm doing.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. What's up, Lynn? How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm super. What's up?
Well, we have two dogs, actually, and one of them is a golden retriever who's about 13 years old, and then we adopted a dog about 3 years ago. So the younger dog is really kind of the problem dog, training her. The biggest problem is when we have people over at our home where she gets super excited. She jumps up on them. It's not an aggressive dog in any way. She's about probably 50 pounds, a medium size. We don't know exactly her breed. Again, she was from a rescue. But she just really, she whines to see the person. She lunges at them and will not leave them alone. And several times she scratched some people, you know, just because of our
let's talk about this dog. Okay, first of all, you rescued the dog, and bless you for doing that. We don't know how old the dog is. Approximately, you think she's how old?
3 years old. They have all the records on her, so it's like a humane society.
But we don't know her background, where she came from, or what kind of family she had, do we?
No.
Okay.
No, not at
Here's,
all.
Here's my feeling, okay? It's like working with a 10-year-old child that never learned the alphabet. How can they read? They can't. So you have a dog now that's a little bit older. We don't know what his background is, but you have no way to communicate with him, because talking to him and saying sit and stay, he gets really excited. It's like talking to the wind. So the first thing you need to do is solidify some good, solid, basic training with the dog when nobody's around, with no distractions whatsoever. Then you gradually start to add distractions. Maybe you have a next-door neighbor or a friend you can work with. You can bring them in the house, have them sit on the couch. Once the dog knows his basic training with the leash and harness on him, you can work with him in front of your neighbor so he realizes he needs to respond even though people were there. That's number one. Number two is I would find one item that the dog absolutely cannot live without. And the only time he gets that item is when people first come over. You give it to him for 5 or 10 minutes. He's over the excitement of the people being there. You take it away. It doesn't go back to the next time. But the most important thing that you can do right now is so many people expect, you know, a trainer, a behaviorist, someone like myself to say, well, you got to correct the dog. If he jumps on something, tell him no, yell, 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 yell. Listen to me carefully. The dog is not doing anything wrong. He's not jumping on people because he wants to make you angry. He doesn't know any better. So you need to take the time first to teach him the alphabet, which is the basic training, and then take that alphabet and introduce it to distractions. You know, when I was training for military many years ago, I had to teach dogs to respond to all different types of distraction. But we didn't start that way. We started with little distraction, got them to respond that way, gave it a real positive reaction, and little by little we increased it. That's where you need to be. You need to tell the dog you're the greatest dog in the world, start your basic training. When he's really being obstinate with you, that's when you can put the leash and harness on and do some of the training as well. But you got to do the basics first. Have you done any basic training, Lynn?
Well, yeah. Actually, I was going to say that we adopted her as a puppy, so she's never known another home. So she was adopted at about 8 weeks, you know, the standard time that they could leave for another home.
Yeah, but if you adopted her at 8 weeks, why isn't she trained?
Well, we did take her to a training, and honestly, it was not effective for her.
Yeah, but the problem you're having is not at the trainer. The problem you're having is at your home. So the training should be done in your home. That's where the dog has to react, is in your home, in your neighborhood, in your yard, when you take the dog for a walk. So many people assume that if I take the dog to a group class, which is good for socializing, that the dog's going to be perfect. No, the dog's not going to be perfect because his home is entirely different. Dogs and people react differently when they're home than when they're away from their home. It's really not a tough problem. You really need to reestablish the basic training and start re-socializing, Lynn. And just make sure that when people come over, it's not no, no, no all the time. You have some basic way to control him using some type of special item, and at the same time, putting the leash and harness at the same time. Lynn, I'm going to send you a copy because you have a lot of questions. I'm also going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I think if you focus on the initial chapters, you'll get through exactly what you need to get through. It sounds to me like you got this puppy at 8 weeks old, you took him to a training class, and he learned the basic heel, sit, stay, whatever, but yet your problems, you know, people never get rid of a dog because it doesn't sit every time they tell him. It's because he's jumping, he's barking, he's digging, he's annoying people. These are problems that are covered in the book, but it's always the most important thing you need to do is get the dog to respond to basics first, and then introduce those basics with distractions, piece of cake. Lynn, on its way to you, give me a call back in a week or two. If you're not seeing the results, you should be. Probably more than a week. It's going to take a while for the book to get there. But then give me a call back. We're going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Great call, by the way, and bless you for adopting that dog. You know, it's amazing to me how many people focus on correction when you need to focus on education. If you focus on education, correction is not always necessary. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. Lots of great stuff to give away, including this. If your dog or cat is going nuts, if they're scratching like crazy, they're itching, there's dander, there's dry skin, they have fleas, your cat has hairballs, well, you know, you guys started talking to me about this over 35 years ago, and that was actually my inspiration with working with the top veterinary nutritionist in the world to develop a supplement, two different formulas, one for dog and one for cats, to make sure we can eradicate those specific problems. So solving those problems, as I said, was my inspirations. Now, Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats are rich in antioxidants, will help prevent shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs. And now Hugs and Kisses has actually been a healthy daily treat for literally generations of pets. But I don't want you to take my word alone. I want you to go to Amazon.com. I want you to go to Walmart.com. I want you to go to my website, ThePetShow.com. And I want you to read all of the 5-star, but here's the word I want you to remember, of the 5-star verified testimonials about Hugs and Kisses supplements. Listen, I developed the Hugs and Kisses supplements because you guys asked for it. You didn't want dog hair all over the place. You don't want dogs scratching, cat dander, dry skin, and fleas. So if you have a dog or cat in your home, Hugs and Kisses should be on your shelf. The only product, by the way, has my name, my face, my signature on the label. Hugs and Kisses is available at Amazon.com. And if you happen to be a Prime member, shipping is free. Hugs and Kisses is also available at Walmart.com, and it's available at my website, ThePetShow.com. Don't forget that T-H-E, ThePetShow.com. But if you'd like to speak to someone, you can call my assistant. Her name is Julie, the only person you'll ever speak to at my office, and you can order the Hugs and Kisses right over the phone with Julie. If she's not there, leave a message. Julie will call you back. The number I'm giving you right now, yeah, this is my office number, 1-800-430 and the word hugs, HUGS. That's 1-800-430-HUGS, 1-800-430-4847, or log on to thepetshow.com, walmart.com, or amazon.com today. And as I said, if you're Amazon Prime member, shipping is absolutely free. So if you want your dogs and cats to be as healthy as they can, you take supplements, so should your pets. Hugs and kisses should be your supplements of choice. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm gonna tell you about a dog I got, born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New York. I thought he was so pretty.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet Products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Ask for Lucy Pet Products. Thanks.
Lucy Pet Products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
On today's Wellness Minute, sleep expert Dr. Michael Awad from Northwestern Medicine joins us with tips on how to sleep better.
Sleep problems affect 1 in 3 Americans. We're in unprecedented times. A lot of us are facing new anxieties, and that can really disrupt our ability to fall asleep, but it can also disrupt our ability to stay asleep. Light plays a major role in the way that our sleep is governed by our internal body clock. So we need light exposure early in the day, and the opposite is true at night. We actually need the absence of light to tell our body that it's time to settle down and go to sleep. Even one night of bad sleep can reduce our immune function by up to 30% or more. The recommendations are 8 to 9 hours. One of the biggest things is getting enough exercise. There's this concept called sleep pressure. We need to build up enough pressure during the day in order to feel tired when we lie down to go to sleep. One of the big ways you can do that is exercise, and it doesn't have to be strenuous. That can go a long way to helping you initiate sleep later in the night.
For more information, go to nm.org.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down so you don't fall. Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
No cross-eyed cats here on the Pet Show. The phone number 877-725-8255. plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Come on, guys. You know, this is a great question. If your pet had pockets, what would be in them? If your dog had a pocket, what would be in them? Let me get back to the busy phone lines here. We are going to my friend Scott. Hey, Scott, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Scott. So let me ask you a question. If your dog had pockets, what would be in them?
Oh, my year-and-a-half-old Golden Retriever, Coda, would have one item from each of our family because we know who he wants to play with when he grabs, like, my sock or one of my son's toys.
So your sock, your son's toys?
And then we have to chase him down.
That's pretty funny. So what can I do to help you out today, Scott?
Well, I had a question about heartworm medicine.
Yeah.
I'm really regular with the heartworm medicine, and after a year, my vet told me that they needed to retest him for heartworms, where with my last dog, I don't remember that happening. It was like as long as we stayed current with the medicine, then he didn't have to be retested.
You know, it depends on the vet. There are some vets that would just suggest giving the heartworm medication on a regular basis, but I'm hearing more and more that vets want to do a recheck before they put them back on for a new dose. So it's not that big a deal. Let them do the test. It'll cost you a couple of bucks, but at least you'll have a clear mind because you know the story about heartworm. Heartworm, the cure for heartworm can be as dangerous as the heartworm itself. Are you around a lot of water, a lot of mosquitoes or anything, Scott?
No, not at all.
Yeah, why don't you have that conversation? My vet, for example, doesn't want to check the dog again. He'll just give me the heartworm and say, stay on it. So I think it's a conversation you should have with your vet. Say, listen, does he really need to be tested again, or can I just stick on the heartworm at this point? I think it's a conversation you have to have with your vet. I don't want to disagree with him. He's your doctor. You're going to use him on a regular basis. However, my dog is on it, will be on it, without having to be retested.
Okay.
So you have, how old is your Golden Retriever?
He's a year and a half, and he's a great family dog. Could I ask you about leash training? My last dog learned pretty well. And this dog, I've used a gentle leader with him, and he gets actually emotional about it. As soon as he sees a gentle leader, he gets all mopey. And I've still been struggling with getting him to train on not pulling on the leash.
First of all, I'm not a big fan of the nose halter, okay? I'm not a big fan of that at all. People swear by it. People love it. It works, but that's not what I would ever use, okay? I would use a harness with the dog. You might even consider getting yourself a no-pull harness. There are some on the market now. They're incredible because you don't want to use the dog's mouth or his head or his neck. The concept of the lead is the dog will follow where the head is. How comfortable can it possibly be for your dog to take a walk with something around his mouth? So I would really, Scott, in your case, and remember, I've trained over 40,000 dogs, I would be using a no-pull type of halter. They're available online. Check out Amazon. Check out Petco. Check out Chewy. They're available online. I think that will help you without hurting the dog. But at the same time, before you start using it, what I would do is put it on the dog just before you feed him so he gets used to a positive association with the harness, then start taking him outside. I would much prefer you see use. I would much prefer you using a harness than using the halter.
Oh, well, that's good to know. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Also, Scott, you know I'm going to do this. I'm going to put you on hold. I know I'm doing too much of this, Scott, but I'm also going to send you a copy of my book. I'm not giving away any more books today. No more book. How to Get Your Dog to Do You One. If you want, the book is available on my website, thepetshow.com, I promise. But I am not giving away. Yeah, maybe I'll give away some more books today as well. How to Get Your Dog to Do You Want. There's a whole chapter. I mean, I'm not a big fan of that. A lot of people swear by the use of those halters. And, I mean, that's not that they're abusive or I'm against them. I just don't like the whole concept of something around the dog's mouth when you're taking the dog for a walk. It's just like putting a muzzle on a dog. Generally, if you put a muzzle on a dog that's aggressive, they generally get more aggressive. 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877-725-8255. Time to tell you, I had so many emails and texts this week from listeners all around the country in Canada saying thank you for letting us know about Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. By the way, the first and only litter I've ever recommended and the only litter I've ever endorsed. I want to talk to you about healthy cats. Healthy cats have to stay healthy, but I also want to talk to you about ammonia. I call ammonia the silent pet killer. Ammonia is a health hazard not only for your cats, but also for people. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter actually prevents ammonia from forming in the first place. What does that mean? That means there is no ammonia. In fact, its patent-pending technology will keep your home healthy and odor-free. ammonia happens to be the main cause of litter box smells. But with Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible cat litter, keeping the box ammonia-free just makes common sense, folks. The litter's going to stay fresher longer, keeping your home smelling the way you would want it to smell. Cat's Incredible is safe, it's reliable, and yes, can be used with all cats. So you might be saying, why do cats prefer Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible cat litter? It's made with sodium bentonite clay, which, by the way, cats prefer. Even those finicky felines will be incredibly happy. Well, let's talk about healthy cats, because that's what we all want. Ammonia can quickly build up in both ordinary clay and alternative litters. This can actually cause respiratory illness, digestive problems, and many other ailments in your cats. Just another reason to switch to Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible cat litter, the only cat litter I recommend. It's environmentally sourced and American-made by Lucy Pet Products. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible cat litter is available at Amazon.com, and if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. It's also available at Chewy.com. So there's no reason in the world that you don't have Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible cat litter in your cat's litter box. It's safer, it's healthier, and your cats will really love it. As I said, available at Amazon.com and Chewy.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplement for both dogs and cats to control your pet's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs while improving your pet's immune system. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
You know what? Riley loves the Hugs and Kisses, and they keep his coat just absolutely fantastic. You know, there are a lot of allergies here and pollen and things like that, and he doesn't have it. So I attribute it to Hugs and Kisses.
No matter what you order at thepetshow.com, shipping is a flat $5. Visit thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And log on to thepetshow.com, home of $5 shipping. My Hugs and Kisses supplements are also available as an Amazon choice on Amazon.com with free shipping for Amazon Prime.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. We're going to break for the top of the hour. When we come back, plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. The number 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. You know, therapy dogs, we know the benefit of therapy dogs for helping people in hospitals and hospice situations. Therapy dogs may now help lower emergency clinician stress. New research indicates that for doctors and nurses working evening shifts in the emergency department, interacting with a therapy dog for several minutes may help lower stress. Many healthcare workers and laypersons believe that dog-assisted support can improve emotional well-being in the healthcare setting. As a matter of fact, at the end of the shift, emergency providers had lower cortisol, that's the stress hormone, when they were working with therapy. So therapy dogs, not only for the people in the hospital, not only for patients, and not only for children, with all the stress and anxiety that all the doctors and nurses are going through right now with the COVID, they're actually using therapy dogs at the hospital, not for the patients, but for the health care workers. Great idea. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.